Okay, good afternoon. My name is Adelia Huang. I'm a hearings officer, and this is case number 1180231 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Susan Lawrence, and she is present with me in today's hearing. The time right now is 2 o'clock. It is November 20th, 2018. No one has appeared on behalf of the city, but that's okay because attendance is not compulsory. But Ms. Lawrence, thank you very much for taking the time to be here. I just want to go over some administrative things and to give you an idea of what I'm looking at when I make a decision. So if you could just hold off on talking to me about why you specifically dispute the tow until after I take your testimony, that would be the best. So the first thing that I want to mention to you is that I do not work for parking enforcement. And I say that because I am tasked as a hearings officer with being a neutral decision maker, meaning I have no interest in the outcome of this case other than making sure that I do my job correctly in applying the relevant laws and rules. The specific laws that I will be applying are the city codes that are relevant to why your vehicle was towed. I do have some specific rules that say that provide me with guidance on how I make a decision, and the decision I make will be either the tow is valid or that the tow is invalid. Those are the two options that I have. If the evidence demonstrates that the tow is valid, then unfortunately you would still be stuck with the fees that you paid to get your vehicle out of storage. If I find that the evidence shows that the vehicle should not have been towed because the tow was invalid, then I will order that you be reimbursed for any towing or storage fees that you paid. And we'll get into a little bit more about that depending on if I make a decision today. I might do so at the end of this proceeding, or I might ask that you give me a little bit more time to think about it. And regardless, I will be issuing a written decision, and I will send that to you in the mail, so it should be coming to you within the next 2 weeks. It could be a couple days late with the holidays, but I will try to get that to you as soon as possible. So, as far as how I make a specific decision, well, the question that I have to ask is how do I figure out whether or not it's valid or invalid? And for that specific guidance, I have to turn to hearings officer rules, which say that a hearings officer will find a tow is valid if the person who ordered the tow followed the correct laws and rules. Therefore, the corollary to that, the inverse, would be that I could find the tow is invalid if the evidence shows that the person who ordered the tow did not follow the correct laws and rules, or that some other law and rule which applies was not followed. So when you tell me about why you disagree with the towing, please focus on any relevant laws and rules that you believe apply, or tell me about the facts as far as why you believe they were not as what is being purported by the city, and anything else you believe is necessary for me to make a decision. So I want to confirm that we have a good mailing address for you. So did you happen to pick up a packet of information at the window?
Yes.
Okay, and did you happen to also receive something in the mail from my office?
Yes.
And was it sent to a good address for you?
Yes.
Okay. Additionally, in that notice that we would have sent out letting you know about today's hearing, there should have been a document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights. Do you recall reading that, the Statement of Rights? I believe it's on the flip side of that first page.
No, I did not.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I will have you take your time, read it. We'll pause the record. Let me know when you're done. We're back on the record. Ms. Lawrence has indicated that she has read the Tow Hearing Statement of Rights. Do you have any questions about anything you read?
No.
Okay. Okay, so for good measure, I want to let you know that this proceeding is being recorded. A copy of the audio of today's hearing will be made available either upon request, or we can upload it online to the hearings office website. Do you have a preference as to which one occurs?
Upload it to the website, and what was the other option?
Or we could burn it onto a CD for you for about a $5 fee.
Oh.
And you don't have to request that now. That would be if you wanted it later.
Okay.
But the default would be that we would make it free available to you by uploading a version, an audio version, to our website.
Fine.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay. So the other thing that I wanted to verify is that that you, I want to make sure that you have had enough time to review the city's documents, and those are the documents that would have been provided to you at the front window when you checked in. Did you have enough time?
Yes, I had enough time.
Okay. At this point, I'm going to verify what documents I can even consider when I make a decision. Now, my question to you is not necessarily whether or not you agree with these documents, but whether or not you have seen something that I should not consider because it has nothing to do with a hearing or your vehicle being towed. Did you happen to see anything like that?
I do not know. I do not remember such
go
a
ahead,
thing.
Yeah, go ahead and peruse that. And if you need more time, please let me know and we can pause the record. Basically, anything that's completely irrelevant should be excluded, meaning I cannot even look at it if it has nothing to do with why you're here. However, if it's something that you want to disagree with, that means it's still relevant. It just means that you want to testify and tell me about your disagreement.
Well, the last, let's see, on the back of public record is the last paragraph that I would like to respond to. I disagree.
Okay. That is something that I certainly want to hear your position on, but that's something you will tell me when I after I place you under oath and take your testimony.
Okay.
I'm primarily looking to see if you saw something that has no relevance whatsoever with why you're here today.
I don't think so.
Okay. I agree with you. I looked at everything that the city submitted as well as what you submitted and believe it's all relevant, so I'm going to go ahead and admit Exhibits 1 through and including 7, and that's all the documents that you sent in as well as anything the city sent in. So it looks like you might have some additional documents to submit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Please go ahead and hand those over to the security officer.
One is a correction on the parking violation page. For the amount of footage that is in the illegal area.
One second. So it looks like you handed me the packet that you were handed at the front window.
Yes.
Okay. I have copies of everything in that packet, so I do not need that packet. Any clarification? Yeah, if you want to point something out, I'll place you under oath and go ahead and tell me everything that you believe needs to be corrected or clarified.
Yeah.
And we'll get those marked as exhibits. So, as I mentioned before, I'm looking at whether or not the evidence demonstrates that the person followed the correct laws and rules or did not follow the correct laws and rules. And it looks like your case involves an allegation that the vehicle was parked in front of a driveway. I will let you know that there is a code provision that says a vehicle may be towed and held at the expense of the owner from any public right-of-way when the vehicle is parked in violation of any parking regulation. And so that's very generic, and I have to go to see whether or not it's a violation of park in front of a driveway. And indeed, city code does have a provision which says you can't park in front of any portion of a driveway, ingress, egress to the public right-of-way. There are some other provisions, and I will talk, have you tell me about them if you so desire. And before I place you under oath, let me take a look at what you submitted. I'm going to go ahead and admit exhibits 8 and 9. It's a couple of photographs here with some annotations, and I'm presuming you'll tell me about these. Just state verbally.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Okay, so please raise your right hand and I will swear you in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Lawrence. Tell me what's going on here as far as why you believe the evidence demonstrates the parking officer may not have followed the correct laws and rules.
Well, I guess the main thing is that my car actually was not parked in front of the driveway as such. It was, in fact, parked in front of the gate, but not the driveway. And it was not 6 feet, as the comment reveals on the parking violation, but it was 4 feet. And the 4 feet is actually the width of the gate. And when I parked, I got out of the car and I looked down to see where I was and if it was legal or not legal. and I saw that I was parked beyond the yellow line. But I looked up to see if I was, in fact, parked in front of the driveway. Not so much the driveway, but I looked at the cars. There were two cars in the driveway parallel to each other, and I could see that there was a wide margin for them without any maneuvering difficulty, anything. They could come out of the driveway and not be close to my car. And that was what my criteria was for, is it okay for me to park here? And so I thought possibly my car had been stolen. I was just flabbergasted because it was so obvious that there was this. And I went and measured that after and took that photograph, and it's a 15-foot width there. And there were two cars there, so it was very clear to see that they could travel without impingement.
So, and just to clarify, what you're saying is when you looked at the cars parked on the interior of the driveway, it was your belief that they could exit out of the driveway without infringement?
No problem.
Impingement? Okay. With respect, is this your vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, this is Exhibit 9, and then what are you showing me here? You have some 4 feet of distance measured?
See, the front of the wheel is just about at the point where that yellow line was the edge of the permissible parking area.
Okay.
So I measured from the front of the wheel to the back of the car, and it was 4 feet.
Okay. Now, typically, if there is yellow paint, that means that you can't park there. What were you thinking in regards to that? Because, you know, the vehicle is parked directly in front of the yellow paint. So what?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
I can't say that I was... I mean, what I was thinking was I had driven around four times. I was looking for a parking place so that I could go to church that morning. I saw that those two cars could get out and in without any problem, and that was my thinking. It's okay. You know, it's not making a problem for anyone. And in retrospect, looking at the situation, I realized, okay, I was parked in front of that gate. But even that wasn't an impingement because a person could come out of the gate onto the sidewalk and walk without problems because of my car. And I felt like I could see where I might get a ticket for something like that, but a towing seemed like so punitive for, you know, like the crime is supposed to match the whatever it is. You know, and it just seemed...
So with respect to that point that you just raised, there is a provision that talks about when the city can order vehicles towed without giving any notice, any prior notice. And the one part of it that I think that is most relevant here is that there is a provision which says that an authorized officer can order a vehicle towed without prior notice when the vehicle is impeding or likely to impede the normal flow of traffic. So it sounds like you're primarily disputing that you
Absolutely.
Were impeding the flow of
Absolutely.
Traffic, okay?
Yeah.
Where did the driveway start in your estimation? And if you want to just
The driveway basically really starts right at the edge of my car, but you can also see that there's a margin of, can I show you, may I?
Well,
I wish I had realized because I would have two documents here and I could tell you without having to.
Okay, well before you do that, let me, I could have you draw me a diagram, but before you do that, I want to reiterate that I'm going to have to enforce the definition of a driveway under code, and it does say that a driveway is an area that looks like a driveway, so you know it's a road or access to get onto adjoining land, but I'm not going to have her actually do that quite yet, so just one moment. It also includes the wings if there are wings, so it looks like there are wings on this driveway, those rounded areas. Were you considering those?
But the wings actually are wings that are surrounding the gate rather than the driveway. The driveway, well, what is the legal width of a driveway?
I don't know. I think it can vary. But that's
this was a very wide berth for a two-car driveway because there was room on either side of the cars, you know, by the building side, and there was quite a margin in between as well. So I mean, it was like two cars like this with this margin in between, a good margin, and a little margin on either side. They weren't parked right up against the building.
Okay. All right, is there anything else that you want to tell me? I am going to just turn to the information that the parking officer submitted to get your feedback. So let's go ahead and look at that document,
yes.
The handwritten statement.
Yes.
So I'm just summarizing here. It says that at approximately 11:13 a.m., and I'm looking at the first page, the last sentence, at approximately 11:13 a.m. in response to service request 282, I observed an Audi with license plate blocking a driveway, etc. Says that they issued you a citation for blocked driveway. And then there was something that you had indicated at the outset that you wanted to tell me about in regards to this last paragraph. So,
okay, so he says, I understand what they're saying, but this driveway is in a tighter street, not particularly. As streets go, I disagree with that. And is difficult area to maneuver, and I disagree with that. And the city ordinance is clear that the apron of the driveway is part of the driveway, and I understand that you just clarified that for me, and I agree with that. So this is a valid tow, he's saying, and I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I mean,
so tell me more about the street. When there are vehicles parked on both sides of that street, can two directions of traffic pass, or do you have to kind of pull over and let another vehicle go?
I'm not absolutely sure, but it's not like one of those tight streets. In fact, I think it's the same width as this is 18th, right? I think it's the same width as 19th.
Well, actually, when we look at the photographs, it looks like it's a two-lane, one-directional street.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we look at the photographs, there are two lanes available.
Yes,
that are
exactly.
Clear, even with vehicles
exactly.
on the
it's
side.
Not a, there wasn't anything about the whole thing that was tight. Nothing was tight. Well, my parking, I was close to that vehicle in front of me. Oh, that was tight. But it wasn't an impossible situation for either of us.
Okay. So one thing that I have to consider when I think about whether or not the location of your vehicle might have impeded the normal flow of traffic is I have to consider, well, what if it's a larger vehicle that's parked on the interior or that needs to get in or out? Tell me, what do you think about that?
I would definitely say that a larger vehicle could get in and out of there without a problem. Now, they would have been looking at my car for sure because it was there, but it wasn't in the line of traffic. Even as if they wanted to come out and do a 90-degree turn, it was still plenty of room.
What do you mean it wasn't in the line of traffic?
Well, it wasn't in the driveway. It wasn't in the driveway. It was in front of the gate, but it wasn't in front of the driveway.
Do you think it would be fruitful for me to take a look at Google Maps because they have the street
sure.
images where I
sure.
can get a better perspective of what that driveway looked like? Because a lot
sure.
of what you're telling me is the driveway delineators, you know, where the curb flares out, you're telling me is actually
not in the right place.
Wider than what
yeah.
traffic needs
right.
to access
yes.
it. So, okay.
And I'm almost really kind of wondering why that would have been set up that way for a gate. Because a gate doesn't, you know, somebody just needs to come out on a sidewalk. They don't need to come out onto the street. So why it would have been like that, I'm not sure.
Okay. And you did a pretty good job of printing out this photograph. It's the gate is a little bit hard for me to see. It does look like, according to the photograph in Exhibit A of the gate, that the edge of this wing, or where the curb starts turning, you're saying it's in alignment with this gate that pedestrians would use. Is that right?
Yes. It's
okay.
Yes. Okay. I think I've got some lines there that I hope are.
You do have some lines here.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit
I know, it's
hard for me to see with the perspective.
I know.
But I do think, I will primarily make a decision based upon the evidence that I've gotten from you today as well as in the file, but I do think it's beneficial for me to have another alternative view if it can give me a little bit of a perspective.
An aerial view would be very good because you could see exactly where it is in relation to the driveway itself.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you giving me permission to do that. I won't make a decision until I've had a chance to look at that, how it's oriented on Google Maps. And I know that things change. The pictures are not necessarily the most current. But again, I will place primary emphasis on what you've submitted and what the city submitted when I make a decision.
Okay.
Well, I will have that decision out to you in the mail within the next few weeks. Either party, if you or the city disagree with my decision, the appropriate method for disagreeing with my decision would be filing what's called a writ of review with the Multnomah County Circuit Court. And that's just something I tell folks for good measure so that it's out there. And I will try my best to get it out to you as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
So I hope you have a good holiday. I'm going to close the hearing now.
Thank you very much.
Take care.